Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're about to enter into a new world of knowledge, curiosities, and high strangeness. This is a podcast of Straight Up Strange Productions.
Tonight, I know I said I was going to do it on the anniversary of the Silver Bridge collapse, but I forgot. So now, it's the holiday special. Join me for the TNT Area Estes Method Session. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 2020 holiday special. I'm calling it that because that way you can make it be whatever you need it to be to fit whatever holiday it is. If it's Christmas, you know, Hanukkah, Yule, Kwanzaa, if you're waiting until New Year's Eve to listen to this, or if it's just, you know, happy death to 2020, whatever you need. Whatever holiday you need this to be the special for, it is the special for it. And I'm also doing it just because I wasn't able to get it out before Christmas. And figured I'll do it in the middle, and then everyone can just make it be whatever they need to be. No, so what this is going to be is very much like the Halloween special. I'm going to play our Estes Method session at the TNT area back in like August or something. I just remember the mosquitoes were ripe. They were ready to be harvested because there were many of them. And now when we go out and do this stuff, we have a mosquito repellent that could kill a large bird. But at the time, we didn't. So I think that's actually why we stopped and left, was because the mosquitoes were getting pretty bad. It was getting, you know, it was getting to be that time of the day. But it's broken up into a couple of parts, I think three parts, and I'll come in between each part and kind of talk about what happened. But what we did was, me and Heather, Heather and I guess is how you're supposed to say it, went down to Point Pleasant on like a Sunday or Tuesday, like a day where no one was going to be there, and went to the TNT area and did some searching. I don't really know why, but for some reason we were really hell-bent on trying to find a dome that not everyone seems to go to, not trying to find one that wasn't covered in graffiti or damaged or anything like that. And the way that we kind of stumbled upon it was a rock, really. We were talking about these, you probably see them all the time, they're these weird kind of rocks that are this kind of ugly brownish green color. They look like a peeled potato, aka the potato rock. And we were, you know, she collects them, and a friend that Heather has collects them. And we walked into a dome that was kind of off the beaten path. Like, you had to go through some brush and you had to get back there. It was a little overgrown. And walking in that one, in the middle of the dome, was one of these potato rocks. And that's when we were like, this is our dome. And so this is where we did most of the Essie's Message session. In fact, all of them. We started inside, as you'll hear, that doesn't work too well because of the echo and stuff. So we came outside and did it just outside the dome. I'll come back at the end of like each little section, each separate recording that we did, and just kind of give you some insight on what was going down. So this is the first recording that we have at the TNT area in Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
What were you cooking at?
My rock, where is it?
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay.
Year.
Huh? Oh, I think she has started. All right, so we are at Point Pleasant, West Virginia. We are in the domes. Well, she's in a dome. I'm not in a dome. And we are going to see what we can get. So we are talking to anything that wants to talk. Go right ahead. Is there anybody here? What's wrong?
Because I wasn't getting anything but a little blip of like music here and there. Yeah, I know. I'm getting more on AM though.
Okay, let's try this again. Now that we are on AM. Anyone here? Anything here? Anyone?
Right.
Right. Right here, right now.
Say it once.
Say it once. Right. It's almost a riddle. What am I saying once?
I didn't catch that. Really?
Nope, I didn't get it. Can you say it again?
End.
We haven't even started yet. I don't think we're going to end quite yet. Who is this? Are you someone left over from the facility that used to be here? Are you an energy of Indran Cold, perhaps?
Couldn't.
Could have been? You don't know? Do you know the name Indran Cold?
Wrong.
Wrong?
Stop.
No. No, we're not going to stop. Took a long time to get here. Took a long time to talk to you.
Four.
I bet. Spend all this time out here in a dome. It's probably not very excited. Exciting.
Right.
Right. But maybe we can liven it up, at least for today. Give you something to do. You got a name? Why are you here?
Chuck.
You say Chuck? Who's Chuck?
Love to.
Did you work here, Chuck? Do you know who Indran Cold is? Do you know?
Smooth.
Do you know what the Mothman was? Were you here for that? Come on, we were doing so well. Where'd you go? It seems to be a special place to a lot of people. It's a special place to you?
Heavy.
Heavy? Heavy how? Does it feel heavy? Heavy in like a physical way? Heavy as in like a depression? Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just not asking the right things. Are you a human? Were you a human? Are you not human? Are you something else? Some birds doing something. We want to talk. We want to communicate. Where'd you go? Where'd you go, Chuck? Whatever you want to be called. Is it heavy in the dome? Come outside.
Gun.
Gun. Were you military?
This is fun.
It is a little fun. It's interesting, to say the least.
Out on the move.
I don't know what she said.
And then the door.
What was that? What about the door? Let me know.
You're not going.
No, not for probably a little bit. Unless you're trying to warn us not to go somewhere, and if that's the case, where should we not go?
I blame.
Keep going. I'm listening. Who do you blame?
Snapped.
Took a turn. Everything all right? Something bad happened? Come on, we're getting close. Keep talking. This is fun, right?
Move. Okay, so I've heard move several times, and it's just not registered fast enough. But I've heard it, like, eight times after the fact.
Do you want me to move? Who needs to move?
Just move.
Want me to come in there?
Yep.
Okay.
Kick it.
All right. I'm here. You used to be in the dome. Okay.
A couple. Five. Sure.
Go back out. All right, I'm going to come back outside because I can't hear. Very echoey in there. Turned a light on. Thought maybe a little light would help. I don't know what that was. What hand signal that was.
Anything?
Little things.
Okay. Anything that made any sense?
So this one does start off a little low energy. I think a lot of it was she was just inside of the dome. And like I said, if you can hear right on there that I'm outside and then I go inside and then I can hear crap and then I come back out. And I think when we just decided to try it just outside the dome, everything worked better. I don't know if just maybe the box couldn't get good radio signal from being in there, because, you know, it's just a huge thing of concrete. It blocks everything. Like, your phones don't work in there, barely, or any of that jazz. So, the second part, I think, yeah, we tried it again, and we just kind of camped out, you know, maybe, what, 8-10 feet away from the entrance of the dome. And we gave it another go, and I think had a lot more luck with it. So, that's the end of that one. And then we regrouped, went outside, and we started again.
Won't come out.
Oh, now you're not going to come out. We came out. We moved.
I can hear you.
Damn.
Can't. Time.
Time for what?
Escape.
To escape. All you gotta do is leave, right?
Form.
We can help. Still talking to Chuck, I think.
Escape.
Escape. Who needs to escape? You or us?
Take the time.
Take the time.
In prison.
Do you feel like you're in a prison? Wherever you are right now?
Change my feeling. Came through.
What?
I'm jealous.
Who's jealous? We're curious. We're curious about what goes on here.
Turn on his back.
What you mean by that?
Burns, burns, burns.
You don't sound like you're having a good time. Prison, burning. What's going on over there?
Take. Had a broken hand.
Broken hand. An accident?
But I made it.
Right. Did someone have to turn you on your back to help you out? Burns.
Oh, right in there. Angels.
Angels. Mothman. Things with wings. That's what this area is known for. Some dogs barking. What about angels? Have you seen angels?
Let your hair down.
I'm almost bald. My hair's down about as low as it's going to go.
On with it. Never go.
Well, we can't stay here forever. It doesn't take long to get here, though. We can come back.
To be.
To be what?
Story of the summer.
That mean summer of 66 or before that, when this place was still active,
open
what? Dome's open, they're all open. Is there anything else?
Knows that.
Okay. So you know the area. You just hop from dome to dome, checking them out.
went in their house. They were good girls.
Were they? Kind of concerned about that.
That was funny.
What was funny? I'm concerned? Tell me more about these girls. Temperature? Was it a
hot tried.
Story of the summer? 107 degrees? Does it get that hot in West Virginia?
The moon tonight.
Was the moon tonight going to be a quarter half moon?
I think so. Make it a little smaller.
Maybe it's a light quarter.
Trying to.
What are you trying to do? Trying to communicate? Trying to make the moon smaller?
Lost.
I bet you do feel lost. Why are you here? Why are you at this place? At this dome?
Cover.
Is it a cover? Is it safety? What's a cover? The dome?
Mid-80.
Mid-80. I do remember. Wreck?
This. The child will be.
Is this the thing we've been calling the person we've been calling Chuck? Is this somebody else? So important about the moon tonight. You like the moon?
Continue to be a challenge for.
I don't know what you mean. Don't know where to go with that one. Is it hard to come out?
Dancing.
Did these girls used to dance?
I know.
You know what? Tell me
defeated.
What.
Defeated.
No.
Starting out.
It's like it trailed off starting out. Say it again.
Went down.
we're done.
From Kenny.
Tell me more about Kenny. Is this Kenny? What from Kenny?
The city.
Which one? Point Pleasant? Not really a city. Gallipolis? Chillicothe?
Just by the fourth.
What's by the fourth? Is that like an order? A military order? Do you have to have something done by the 4th? 4th of July in the summer?
It's the one.
Yeah. What'd you have to get done by the 4th?
So much.
So much? How to get so much done? What specifically did you have to get done? What was the task?
His angel and me. Be right.
Kenny's angel? Is that what was from Kenny?
I'm always alive.
Are you? You're always here, right? Was it this dome or just the entire area? How far can you go?
Must.
What?
This is taking long.
It is taking long. Sometimes it takes a long time. But the better we can understand you, the more progress we can make.
I can do it.
Can you? Well, then talk. Who was Kenny? Kenny a friend? Kenny a relative? An employee, like a fellow employee? Kenny die in a car accident in the 80s? You said you could do it. Come on.
Won't be gone.
There's no one here.
Got me forever.
I'm pretty sad. Did everyone else move on? You're left here?
Good for you.
It seems I've touched on something. Where'd everybody else go? And why are you still here? Why do you think you're still here?
It's your turn to survive.
I get it. Like, you have to survive out here all by yourself. Apparently you've done it for quite a long time. But why are you out here by yourself?
What's your name?
My name is Fred. Her name is Heather. I guess we never said hi. We just kind of jumped into this, didn't we? But yeah, those are our names.
Now that I know that.
What's yours? Is Kenny? Chuck? Did Chuck know Kenny?
Now with you a little bit later on.
Well, later. Only be here for so long. It's getting dark.
Me.
Me?
Right through.
I didn't catch that. Do you want us to wait until dark? You're talking about the moon sticking around. No.
Do you Yours. Want us to go?
Like the dark. Maybe you don't like the moon. Like you're going kind of
cool. Maybe
you don't like the moon. Going to be out pretty soon.
Keep hearing She's All Country by Jason Aldean.
I don't think that's anything. Or maybe that's everything. The key to it all. We losing you? Huh?
Idle spirit.
I mean, I guess that's what I would describe you as. Someone who's just kind of idling around. Nothing wrong with that.
Suit worn.
It was pretty warm. Very muggy.
And again. Just heard another move.
Moved a little bit. We're still here, though.
Sure.
Sure what? We'll stick around for a little bit, I think. Is that okay?
Leave?
Do you want us to leave? You said a little bit ago you didn't. Or are you trying to leave?
Sure. No.
No. Sure, you want us to leave. No, I don't want to leave. Are we bothering you? You want us to leave, yes or no?
in the something.
Mm.
Here in my arms.
When I think that it's done, it comes back.
My world.
We're here. He wants to stay, he wants to go. He's got to give us the word. But we have to be able to understand it.
On schedule. Lifted.
On schedule for what?
On the neck.
I didn't catch that. 4th of July? Isn't it? I'm going to give you another minute, and then I think I'm going to tap her on the shoulder. I think you're about done with this. Are we annoying you?
Oh my goodness. Alone.
Yeah. But we're here.
Trying to find out.
We're trying to find it out, too. What are you trying to find out?
We want.
What do you want?
Or what do you want?
That's what I thought you said. What do we want? We just want to know what's going on. The area is a little bit of a different place.
See if you don't. Try some.
Do you want us to switch?
Mean it. We'll continue.
We can continue. Just thinking about maybe switching up. Maybe you can talk to me for a little bit. Or talk through me. What about that?
Give you a ride.
Or back to like cars and stuff. Give who a ride?
Useful.
following. I'm going to give us until half an hour. It's 2 minutes. And I think we're going to switch out. Bugs. Anything else you want to say? It was Kenny. Go back to Kenny.
Can't.
Why can't you? A painful memory? You not want to talk about Kenny? There's a reason you can't talk about Kenny.
My heart. Fighting for.
What do you mean?
Interesting.
What's interesting? This process? This whole thing?
It's that crazy ride.
It's the crazy ride.
So?
All right. Say that one more time.
That's it.
That's it. That was probably the key to the whole thing, and I missed it. All right. I think we're going to...
Wouldn't. We'll be fine.
Be fine. Switch out. See what happens.
Feel like it.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah. Got a lot darker.
Yeah. Just training hound dogs.
Oh. Are they coming through here?
No, they're over there, but man, you can hear the guy.
Aboo!
You can hear me yipping and yelling at the dog.
Oh, Lord.
The dog's going,
okay.
So.
Yeah?
I don't know. I get strings of things that kind of make sense, you know?
Yeah.
And then they just.
And then everything just stops. Yeah, I know. I noticed
like,
that.
You started talking.
Okay. So is mine still recording though, right?
Yeah.
So for the record, do you remember when you were making sound recordings and trying to figure out the echo and how it would affect everything?
Yes.
And you were making that or like, yeah. No, it was a
yeah,
or
yeah,
some,
yeah.
something of that yeah. nature. So while you were gone, when you went back to the Jeep to get the bug spray and everything, I kept hearing that. I was still sitting where I was, wasn't moving, wasn't even vaping. And I kept hearing that. I heard it like 2 or 3 times. I tried to record it on that one.
Yeah.
Never caught it. Hmm. I heard that like 2 or 3 times. But without reference, you wouldn't have understand. You wouldn't have understood.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that makes sense.
I didn't, that's why I didn't call it out, but I kept noticing it. God, 6, 7 times at least.
Okay. Because I want to look. I can't remember how it went.
Here,
it was on the Kenny
those.
Stuff started.
Yeah.
I remember doing this, like, when I started my episode.
It's caught in my hair. After it told me to take my hair down.
Oh, yeah, that about that, too.
Yeah.
So in the second part there, it's another one of those instances where it just feels like there's at least two people, two entities, something trying to get stuff across, two different stories going on and trying to suss out which one is which, and some, you know, interesting stuff with the, you know, the stuff that happened when I did leave. I went to the Jeep to go get bug spray. Not the good stuff, like I said earlier, the terrible stuff. And she was just there and recorded some stuff. Some interesting things going on, but not quite enough to really put a strong narrative together. So then right before we left, right before the bugs got so terrible that we just couldn't stay anymore, I decided to jump in, and we finished out with me in the Estes Method session. So here is the third and final part to the Estes Method session at the TNT Domes.
All right. We switch. What do you want to say to him that you can't say to me?
Don't you know what's new?
No, I don't know what's new. Why don't you tell me?
Fine.
What's fine? Or fine you're going to tell me? You got super talkative with me there for a little while. Why not him?
Well?
Well, what?
Coming back.
I was going to come back. Do you want me to come back? Do you have nothing to say to him? Or do you want me to come back inside?
What will you do?
I'd probably sit and just listen again. Do you want me to come back inside? Or something else coming back?
Are we scared?
I'm not scared. I don't believe Fred is scared. Is there a reason why we should be? I don't think he was comforted by your little story. want to say more on the subject? Or do you think I'm too scared to come inside now? Are you too scared to answer my questions?
There's something very slight, just on the edge.
Is there somebody else trying to break through? Does somebody else want to talk to us? Are you blocking, said somebody, from talking to us?
Hey.
Hi.
What? Personal bank.
What about a personal bank? Did somebody rob a personal bank? Well,
tonight.
What about tonight? It is getting to be night. What happens tonight? Does something spectacular happen tonight? Should we stay?
He was a brave one.
Who was?
Help me?
Help you with what? What do you need help with?
This is where the road leads? Something like that?
Yeah. I mean, part deer trail, but yeah. This is where the road led us.
First floor?
It is a one-floor building. First floor of a hotel. First floor of a house.
On the highway.
On the highway. Which highway? Where are you going? North, south, east, west?
Never be.
Never be.
No.
Never be what?
No.
Never be on the highway? Were you trying to get to the highway?
sleep.
You want sleep? You want us to sleep here? What? Have you been sleeping?
No.
Okay. So you've been awake this whole time. Completely cognizant. What brought you here?
One more.
One more what? Step? One more person? One more time? One more thing?
A lot.
Yes, there are a lot of mosquitoes. Exactly what I was just thinking.
We forgot.
You've been forgotten? You forgot something. We forgot to pack something? I mean, we didn't forget the bug spray. Obviously, that's still not helping.
Why not?
Probably because it's a very shitty bug spray. And the entire bottle is a lie.
Do it.
Do what? Spray it again? Obviously, it wasn't very effective.
Out.
Out what? Out of what? Out of range? You want us just out of here?
It's mine now.
Oh, yeah, it's your space. You're more than welcome to it. I just want to know why you're here.
Getting to it.
Okay, so get to it. Tell me.
More than that.
More than what? Being chased here?
How low? Maybe hallowed. Is someone something?
Is this hallowed ground for you? Have you been here before you died here? Or before your spirit came here? Did you used to party here?
Sound like Harold. A name, Harold.
Harold, a name. Harold, a newspaper. To Harold. Are you trying to tell us something? Or was that your name?
Nope.
Okay, not your name, somebody else's name. Did you do something to Harold? Did Harold do something to you? Tell me about Harold. Short man, tall man, fat man, skinny man.
Help.
Help with what?
One day.
been out here about a day.
I was sitting.
You were sitting where? Sitting doing what?
These streets.
It looks like these were at one point a paved path to each individual dome. What about these streets? Were these the streets that you worked on? This was a little government base type thing. Had multiple buildings that were eventually flooded. What about these streets? Where did they lead? What did they mean to you?
Getting there.
Okay. I'm getting there? I'm like, this is a cold and hot kind of situation? Okay. So, you lived around here. You had family around here?
Time.
Time to do what?
In the end, maybe?
In the end of what? Did you come here in the end? Why?
Something like that was stupid.
What was stupid?
A new one? Or maybe New York.
What about New York? Were you from New York?
That's it.
Okay. You were from New York. Why were you in West Virginia? Why did you come to West Virginia?
All right. That was weird.
That's right.
That was me saying that was weird.
What did you do to Fred to make him say that was weird?
Don't lose it.
Don't lose what? Do you not want me to move? Right here? Don't lose what? What am I going to lose? Is something falling out of my backpack?
Tuba.
Okay, tube of something. I don't see anything. what happened in New York.
Never mind.
Never mind what?
Yeah. Found a good one.
Found a good one. In New York or here? Found a good one. What? What was a good one? A good spot? Did you not want me to move?
Nope.
Okay.
Walk around it.
I plan on walking around the guns and the dogs. And we did walk around here.
I got it.
You got it? You're going to take care of it? How are you going to take care of it? How do you have it?
Sound like a bad word.
Tell us anything any day now. Keep saying you're getting to it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
The end.
Yes, the end. But you won't tell me about it.
No.
Why not? Why won't you tell me about the end?
Rodney.
What about Rodney? You never did tell me about Harold. Who's Rodney? Are you Rodney?
That's mine. Wait.
That's yours. Okay, so you're Rodney. Rodney what? How'd you get here, Rodney?
I'll go away.
You'll go away where? Or did you come away to here? Did something happen to Harold in New York that made you come here?
Ready for class?
Were you a student? Did you come here from New York to go to school?
Oh, man. A McDonald's commercial.
That's actually pretty relevant as the inside of this dome on the left-hand All right. side of the wall has a smiley face. And when we first came into this dome, I hummed the McDonald's theme song, actually. The ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
Another McDonald's commercial.
What about McDonald's?
You know what? Actually, I think... Yeah, jeez. I didn't think you were that close.
Yeah.
I'm getting eaten alive.
I know.
Sprayed directly out of... Oh, I thought you... Oh. That's making it really hard for me to.
Yeah, I know. Hang on.
I don't think you know how this is. All right.
Well, I like to mist from further away because it makes it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It also does the area.
Yeah.
So, the McDonald's theme song. Do you remember what happened when we first got to this one?
No.
There's only the smiley face on that inside of that left wall.
Yeah.
And I did the McDonald's theme song.
Oh, yeah, you did. But, like, it was very much like, yeah, they were just clearly McDonald's commercials. Yeah. Two different ones. Like, it wasn't, like, the same one.
But still, like, I even said that on the recording.
Right. That's right.
So, some very interesting things.
Really?
Yes. Apparently, Rodney is the one we've been talking to. Something about a gentleman named Harold.
Yeah, that was pretty clear.
Rodney is from New York.
Mm-hmm.
I think he came down here for school.
Or maybe trained down here when this was, or whatever it was.
Something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there was some very clear. I even asked, "Is your name Harold?" And you immediately like, "No."
Yeah, I remember saying no a couple of times.
Yeah, you answered quite a few questions. How do I stop? There it is.
And so, there you have it. That was our time at the TNT area, and as soon as everything is back to normal, I definitely want to go back. It is, not only is it just like, it's actually quite beautiful because it's, you know, they've flooded it and made it part of the wildlife area and stuff. So you're walking on this, you know, path. It's still kind of paved and, you know, I don't know what it is. Every 50 yards, something like that, there's a dome. But then like everything else is just like flooded, you know, square ponds of swamp. Just all sorts of wildlife, great pictures to be taken. We came across a one-legged goose while we were walking around. It is a very liminal kind of out-of-the-way place that does have a great vibe to it, a very mysterious vibe. And I don't know what to make of the stuff, the answers that we got and the questions that we got, but It was one of the more interesting, like, it was the first time we got to go and kind of do the Essays Method session at, like, a big kind of well-known place to everybody. So that was it. That was the whole thing. And I would like to know if anyone has any information on this. There is one dome that I know of, because we found it, that is, like, it's destroyed. It doesn't have a top to it. I don't know if it blew up. I don't know if it collapsed or what, but these things are made, like, they are made to last. Like, they are just, you know, I don't know how many feet thick of just solid concrete. So for one to not, for one to be, like, half gone, something had to have happened. And, like, I did some searches on, like, newspapers.com and this, that, and the other, and wasn't able to find anything. But I would love to know if anyone around the area knows of, if one of those ever blew up, or, like, why is that one damaged? I think maybe some of the things that we were talking to were around when that happened, and I would love to figure it out. So if anyone has any leads on why that one dome is essentially half gone, please reach out to me. You know, the social medias at SDScast on Facebook and Twitter, and at stscast.gram, or you can use the email form at the bottom of the main page on stscast.com. But that's it. That is all I've got. I am out of here until the main show next week. And if you're on Patreon, I've got an episode coming out this weekend after Christmas as planned. So thanks for listening. Have a great holiday. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And once again, thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.